Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. You know, we've been in a series recently talking about good vibes. I love it when I'm around folks who have good vibes because it's contagious. It causes me to want to be a person filled with good vibes. Now, I don't know about you, but good vibes to me are my heart is at peace, my soul is at rest, my mind is thinking clearly, my voice is speaking positively, my body is functioning well, and all of a sudden I begin to realize from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes, what I have is a life full of good vibes. Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 gives us the equation that ensures if we add it all together, we will live a life of good vibes. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 3. He says, God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called children of God. And God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. And down in verse 11, it gets really, really personal. He says, God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you, and here's the big word, because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. Then he goes on speaking about salt and light. But in this being attitude, how do we take our attitude and put it into action so it is not just a be attitude, but we are being. How are we being the attitude of Christ? Have you ever played a game called Balderdash? It's a game where you guess the meaning of obscure words. For example, the word pleach, P-L-E-A-C-H. Does it mean, number one, a peach-scented bleach? Does it mean, number two, the curved handle of a plow? Or number three, the interweaving of tree branches? By the way, the correct answer is number three, but how would we know that? There are a lot of ways that people can interpret and look at this concept of the blessed statements. Is it blessed happy? Is it blessed blissfulness? What does it mean when the Lord Jesus is saying to us that He will bless us when we do these things? Like, when we are merciful, we'll be shown mercy. Think about that. Jesus is giving us a prescription here, and these are glimpses of what future glory and what future peace and what good vibes come from. They are golden promises from the word and the ministry of Jesus Himself. Now watch this. This task in the what we know as Beatitudes causes us to have a being attitude, because these are not some mandates that are to be lived. They're not commands to follow. They are verbs that are in the indicative rather than the imperative. They are statements rather than commands. They are promises rather than laws. They are shouts of joy, which are serene, untouchable, and self-contained. They are an inner joy that is so great it is unimaginable. Joy which shines through the tears and which nothing in life or death can take away. You see, when we look at the verb are, then we recognize that when it doesn't happen in the Greek and it's not implied in the context, what would it mean? They are ecstatic shouts of exclamation and joy, like whoa, whoopee, or as they say in Texas, yeehaw, which I'll never really understand. But listen, accurate translations sound like this: oh, the blessedness, oh, the goodness, oh, the promise, oh, the joy, oh, the congratulations of those that live with the good vibe of God the Father, lived in the presence of Jesus. My friend, listen, when we live the being attitude of Jesus, what will happen is all of those promises and all of that goodness corrects our vibe, our soul, our mind, our actions, our words, and our thoughts. So today, let your attitude be being that of Christ Jesus. I look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Our services are live at 9:30 and 11 a.m. And of course, they're always streamed live on our Facebook page and at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. See you soon.